Madame la Présidente,
Madam President, first and foremost, I would like to congratulate you on your appointment to the presidency of this conference and ensure you of the support of my delegation as you carry out your task. I would also like to express a warm welcome to our new colleagues, the ambassadors of India and Brazil, to Geneva and to the disarmament community. We would also like to congratulate you, Madam President, on the decision that we have just adopted now regarding the work of the CD in 2022. Our congratulations, of course, also go to China. I would like to thank Ambassador Li Song for his enlightened presidency of the CD and his unstinting commitment towards a decision which will allow us to progress on substantive issues. The decision reached today is important given the lengthy deadlock of the CD and its inability to agree on a possible way forward following the establishment of subsidiary bodies during the 2018 session. It is also important as it contributes to helping us rethink the way in which the CD should work. An increasing number of delegations highlighted over the past weeks that a program of work of the conference should not necessarily contain a negotiating mandate and the rules of procedure apply, which rests on the agenda and a timetable. Even though, in the end, we decided to change the heading of the decision that we adopted, this element is of some importance. As my delegation has indicated previously, the absence of an immediate agreement on negotiating a specific instrument should not mean that all our substantive work is suspended. In such a situation, it is all the more necessary to allow the CD to move forward on all the substantive issues. This is a program of work must not necessarily contain a negotiating mandate. It is nevertheless crucial that the conference should not simply be a discussion forum, which would run counter to its mandate. Any program of work or activity should have as its aim to bring us closer to launching of negotiations. We can only reiterate the considerations to this effect raised by several delegations and support the amendments to reflect this. In order for the decision to match this aim, it would be essential that the subsidiary bodies agree promptly on the topics they will be discussing. Allow me to express a few views briefly on this topic. First and foremost, we should not seek to be prescriptive. We fully trust the ability of the facilitators of the subsidiary bodies, whom I would like to thank for their willingness to engage in this, to guide our work to ensure that the perspectives of each party are reflected. Secondly, as other delegations said this morning, it would be advisable that the subsidiary body found themselves on the work already achieved in 2018, where appropriate. This would not only contribute to providing some guidelines regarding the topics that are to be considered by each of the bodies, but would also allow them to work in an iterative fashion to the extent possible. Thanks to your support, Madam President, I hope that we will quickly be able to move towards this final stage and start work. Thank you.